Okay, I take it Safia is not here this morning. I've not heard from her, so I don't want to think somebody's in the room when they're not. So if you're not responding, then I will put you out of the room, just so that we don't think someone's in the room when they're not. When you're in, it's great to be in. When you're out, and it's, you need to be out. Okay, that falls on you, Allende. I am.
I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the body of God. I spare and revolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I am one of the cells in my body. I know each by name. I have self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, and learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogmas, for dogma is the prison of the mind.
Mo, go ahead on, brother. So proud of you, so proud of you. All righty, thank you for carrying those legs. All right, that's more than one time around. You carried a few laps. All right, he hand the baton off to you, Jerisa. Come forward, sister. All right, Jerisa, please respond. Come forward, respond. If something's wrong with your mic, talk. I hope you got made some adjustments. Is your mic not working? Or is it working? Teresa going once. All right. Well, then why don't you respond? Like, if I forget it, because I assume that you're working on it, I assume that it's going to be fixed every day. So when I call on you, then, don't have me call on you and Teresa going once. Just respond quickly. Respond quickly. Just say, my mic still is not working. Thank you for responding now. All right, Nigel Brown, it falls on you. Carry it on.
I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value of God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells of my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end, of which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility.
Oh, hold on. Are you reading? Are you reading? That's not what I want you to do. You remember I said at the beginning, this is not reading. This is from memory. Only after you stop, like wherever Allende stopped, I asked him then to go and look. And then go to where he stopped so that he could see where it is and learn next time. I don't want you to read this anymore, Naja Brown, anymore. Okay? I want you to say what you remember and keep adding to it and remembering more and more each day. That's what I want. All right? Well, this is not a test of whether you can read. This is whether you can remember it and internalize what its meaning is so that it can go into you. Okay? Azachar, you're up. Whatever you have from memory, son, let it roll.
Even if you want me to just start again from the beginning?
Wherever you can, wherever you will, doesn't matter. Just let it roll. Welcome back, Safia. Hope your problem is fixed, whatever it was, so that you can participate. Welcome, Akanka.
I am conscious and aware. I'm unique. I am who I say I am. I'm the value of God. I'm forever involved inwardly and outwardly in response to my nature, or in response to the challenges of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate everything in me. I contemplate myself and see everything. I outgrow the use of crutches. I align the cells of my body. I know each by name. I have self-knowledge without end. That was at each drink of wine I convert to myself. I work in the humility of the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am adequate.
Alrighty, great. So clearly, thank you so much for coming from memory. That's how we have to do it. You pull it from what you have. That tells you where you need to go, and dig deeper. Okay. Look at it. Think of it like a song. You know, I mean, as I see how you well you play, think of it like music. Okay, think of it just like that. Alrighty, we are working our way through from memory only. I am only to get to our search. Alright, Safia Washington, I called on you earlier. Please take up the ball and go from memory only. I am whatever you know. If you can complete it, wonderful. If you can take the ball or the baton, however much around the track, make it happen. Okay. I'm assuming that Safia is still having some difficulty, and I hope she get them straight out of here this morning. Okay, let's get it going. Amira, you're up. I am, please, from memory only. You get ready for our search, Akilah.
Okay, if y'all can hear me, I'm alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value that.
Lost you. Lost your sound. Apologize for that. Sorry about that. I was enjoying hearing you.
Humanity is my faith. And you? I contemplate myself and see everything in me. Algorithms of texture. I face the challenge of being challenged. That which I eat, drink, and convert and learn, I convert into knowledge. Walk in humility in the presence of the person. Okay, can you hear me now?
Well, you can hear me? All right. You can, it really is a bandwidth issue, okay? Just so that you know, Akilah. I understand. It's not a mic problem, okay? It's a bandwidth problem. And until you get cooked up non-wireless or have your wireless connection so close to the source, then you're going to have that problem. The other thing that can cause that problem is you don't have, in addition to the bandwidth problem, you are connected to your memory. Your computer memory is very low. Amira, the problem is not a computer problem as much it is bandwidth on your computer and or memory. I mean bandwidth on your internet connection and your memory. That's why. It's storing it, and when you are off or get off the talk now button, it still brings the information in. So please use all your sweetness that you can to keep having your parents do what they can, and I know they're doing all they can to get you a long wired connection, both of you, or else these problems will continue. And I still like the way you keep working at it and keep working at it. All right. So, who's going to take us all the way home? Akilah? Actually, wait, no, I want you to work on our search. Akanke, would you say from memory and do not read whatever of I am that you know, please?
Okay. I am. I'm alive. I'm conscious and aware. I'm unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value of God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells of my body. I know each by name. I'm self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I'm not afraid. I'm adequate. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogma. For dogma is the prison of the mind. There is glory in being human, in being self-divining value. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being of value. For I'm a cluster. I'm father, mother. I'm a cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I'm father, mother, child. I am past, present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I'm the brick out of which society is built. I'm the eternal person. I am.
Mo. Y'all give us some props. Get where y'all wake up. Okay, folks. Now, even if you had been deciding that you're going to learn one line per day, we've been in school long enough for you to have this whole thing mastered. So it is clear to me, Nigel Brown, Isaac Char, Ayinde, Amira, I don't know about Amira because I wasn't able to hear her finish. I don't know about Akilah because I didn't ask her to do this. That you have not given this the kind of priority that's needed. This is our school pledge. On occasions like tomorrow and Sunday is when you're called upon to do it, the whole thing, not read it. All right? So I want you to put that back on your agenda and put it high so that you, in fact, know this. Again, if you start with what you know and you add a line at a time, two lines at a time, a phrase at a time, then you'll have it down pat. And, you know, there is no excuse for this being these many days into it, okay? Okay, would you have somebody give me a call or email to explain why you're not going to be here tomorrow, Jerisa? That's fine. Thank you for telling me. Good morning, Nasha. Nasha, we just finished with I asked for from memory only. I am for as much as you can do. And it's clear that we haven't been working on that. I encourage you to incorporate a sentence at a time and let it grow from there. Two sentences at a time, but minimally you can incorporate a sentence a day. Because come Wednesday and Sunday, I am going to ask you. And I'm going to ask you from memory and those who on last Sunday we had guests that were active. They asked good questions. That's what I'm encouraging when I invite people. And so you're going to have more of that. So please get on it. All right. Who's ready to do iSearch? Whatever you know of iSearch. That's the other pledge. Let's have it. Anybody? All right, I'm in there.
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, for reciprocity, harmony, order and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, for reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that, I am because we are, and we are because I am.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Keeping on learning. All right. Thank you, Allende. I appreciate that. Now look at what you don't know. And I'm glad you showed what you do know. Now look and see where you missed any pieces and add to that. Okay. That's how we do it. Very good. All right. Who else? I search. Step up to the mic. Does anybody know any of it? Do you know the basic refrain? I search for. Akake? Akila?
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, righteousness, and order. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, righteousness, order.
You got them out of order. All right, Allende, tell her what the order is. And great job, Kanke Drake. Akila. Great try. All right, Allende, remind her what the order is.
For truth is first, for justice is second, for balance is third, reciprocity is fourth, harmony is the fifth, and order and righteousness is the last one.
It's to Jay Brahar. Truth, justice, balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, justice, balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. So what is it in order to get, what is it for your peers? What's needed? Let's break this thing down. Please put it in your memory. Please put it in your favorites. Let's look at it right here. Okay, Allende, would you read this, please? See what you missed and see what you got right.
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that I am because we are and we are because I am. I search and I create our declarations of my extending responsibility to learn and work as part of a dynamic whole that starts with the Creator and includes my ancestors, my people, my community, my parents, and my peers. Only through clear identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend on me if I have upon them. Only through doing my part well can my peers learn to trust and depend upon me. Only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn in creating ways and our skill to turn our world and the world right side up again to make our ancestors proud. Under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X, I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
Great, thank you so much for that reading. Let's do a little analysis, okay? A little analysis. Do you agree with this? Because you may not. It may be the problem. I understand that I can do nothing alone. Is that something? I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that I am because we are and we are because I am. One, do you agree with that? And two, what is the wisdom in that? Anybody, what is the wisdom in that?
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, I pretty much agree with the whole thing because, you know, since I'm saying I can do nothing alone, and that makes sense, not only my faith. That makes sense because, you know, you can't really do anything alone. Even if you are, like, physically alone, you're not spiritually alone. And that's the mix of wisdom. My ancestors have taught me that I am because you are, and you are because I am. And that makes sense to me because, you know, the mix of wisdom and ancestors meaning that you just, I guess, it was that you just more so just, that's what you identify with, so I guess.
Very good, very good. What is it that means, I search and I create a declarations of my assuming responsibility? What does that mean, our declarations? Anybody? What's a declaration? Jerisa, you can type, even though your mic is not working. What's a declaration? Anybody else can respond as well. What's a declaration?
A declaration is something that you, like, say and you firmly believe in and you firmly will enforce.
It used to be, wow, just jarred a memory from way back when. It used to be a card game called I Declare War. Whew, boy, it's amazing. And when I would throw that down, boy, it was talking about definitive. So these are declarations. They're not just empty words. They're declaring that you will do what? What will you do? What are you standing up declaring that you will do? Come on, anybody, jump in.
That you will search and create.
You will work, learn, and work as a part of a dynamic whole. A dynamic whole, all right. And that whole, it's like a circle, and it includes your ancestors, your people, your community, your parents, and your peers. All right. Did everybody hear that? That's what you're first and foremost declaring, that you will assume responsibility to learn and work. What's a dynamic whole? What does dynamic mean? Jerisa, please type. What does dynamic mean? Allende, what do you think? Anyone, respond. Look it up. Dynamic. Anybody else while Allende's looking it up? What does dynamic mean? Azachar? All right. Amira can't hear you, sister. I'm sorry. Keep it coming. We'll keep working through it. The question. All right, testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Am I chopping now? Okay. Folks, this is not a long pledge. And you are repeating the principles of Ma'at. You are saying that you submit to the wisdom of our ancestors. I am because we are. We are because I am. You repeat I search and I create again. And then there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences. This is not a long piece. It is very important, however. Because when we say I am because we are and we are because I am, it is not just a worldview and outlook. It is also a statement of responsibility. It is a statement that we're part of a dynamic whole. And only through identity, what do we mean by that? Clear identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend upon me as I have upon them. Who wants to say what you think that means? What does that mean to you? What does clear identity, study, and work mean? And why is it that the community and family can't lean and depend upon you if you don't have that?
I think that this is because Only to be clear, identity, study, and work means identity means that you're identifying the people in your community and your family. And so, in that way, they can learn to trust you and depend upon you. And you depend upon them, you know, as them being your family, your community, to support you.
Very good, Akila. That's right. You had clear identity, not a minority identity, not somebody who happens to be black, but someone who's clear about our identity. And because, as Akila so aptly said, so correctly, that when we identify with the group that we are a part of, good morning, Sean, when we identify with the group that we are, whatever group we identify with is the group that we're going to serve. You might ask yourself, now, what group do you identify with? You know, what people you identify with. Education and socialization in this country, that's not IA education, and not specialized as an African-centered education, is designed to have you identify with the rich and famous, to identify with others, to identify with anybody, but not to identify with your group. And you cannot serve any group except for that that you identify with. So only through clear identity. But that's not enough for you to say, I'm black and I'm proud. You also must study and work. Study to prepare yourself, work to develop skills. That's what homework is about. That's what your other work is about. You don't get skills by just going over it in class. You don't get skills by hearing me say this. You get skilled by doing the work. As you know, with anything that you do, any skill, you can watch somebody braid hair for 100 years. But until you put your hands on somebody's head and start braiding, you will not be skilled. So it is only through clear identity, study, and work that your community and your family can learn to trust and depend upon you. And last, only through doing my part well can your peers learn to trust and depend upon you. So whatever part that you need is a part that you need to, whatever part you have, however small or however large, it is your job to do it and to do it well. Good morning, Sean. Good morning. So that your peers, and that will keep growing. You'll have adult peers, you'll have elder peers, and it's only through doing your part well can your peers learn to trust and depend upon you. And it is only through that, the trust that we have and the mutual dependence, okay, that we depend on each other mutually, can we learn and create in ways and on a scale. All right, what do we mean by that? On a scale. Take a shot at it. Sean will be getting out in just a second. I apologize. We're a little late. All right. What does this mean? That is, can we learn and create in ways and on a scale to turn our world and the world right side up again? What do we mean by that? Azachar, you are a physics person. What do we mean by on a scale?
Well, like us using a scale, it's check and balance, basically. You have to use something to balance out the scale so that you can find out the actual weight of it. You have to have something else that you know the weight of, and then whatever weight is left of the other item, you find out the scale. So you have to pretty much be balanced. On both sides.
Alrighty, it's a good response. It's not accurate for this context. You absolutely are true, as true about a scale. In this case, the statement is, only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn and can we create in ways and on a scale to turn our world and the world upside up again. Somebody else give a shot. In this case, we're not talking about a balanced scale. Not in this case, but what you said is correct for a balanced scale. All right, let's break it down. Only through trust and mutual independence can we learn and create in ways to turn our world and our right side up again. Our world and the world right side up again. Now let's break the other part down. Only through trust and mutual independence can we learn and create on a scale to turn our world. What do we mean by on a scale? Have you ever heard of scaling up, Isachar? Have you ever heard of to scale? You're going to create a diagram to scale? Or you ever talk about scaling up? As a person who's interested in physics, this is a key piece, because you're going to create a model, and sometimes you create a model to scale. Have you ever heard of that? Has anybody ever heard of that? You create a model to scale. Hello, Unique. Good morning. What do you mean? You said, I will study that, or are you saying, I study that? Help me out.
Oh, I was saying, like, in the SAT, a lot of, in the maths portion of the SAT, there's a lot of models drawn to scale. There's a lot of models not drawn to scale, and then it'll tell you that. And in physics, also, they also cover that in the book. Like, and sometimes they have it in math, too, just depending on what math you're in.
Okay, great. Now, do you think it's going to take a lot or a little bit to turn our world and the world right side up again? That's right, Akila. And that's the scale we're talking about. We're not talking about a little bit. We're not talking about just creating change in your neighborhood in Ohio. We're talking about extending it from there throughout the nation, throughout the world. We're talking about, that is, by trust and mutual independence, you're learning and you're creating on a large scale, okay? You understand? That's what it means. On a large scale, all right? Not a small scale. On a large scale, big enough, large enough, powerful enough to turn our world and the world right side up again, because nothing else will make our ancestors proud. That's what they, when we were ruling the world was a better place. And we are out of alignment. The world is out of alignment because we are not leading it anymore. Y'all understand that? The world is out of alignment because we are not leading it anymore. So it is only through trust and mutual dependence can we create in ways and on a scale big enough to turn our world right side up again. Under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X. And we are over time. We're going to let that focusing on this under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X serve as our libation for today. And so would you join me in pouring libation to Malcolm X and Ida B. Wells Barnett and all of our ancestors, and to them we say Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. I will leave you with, none of our words are empty, okay? None of our words are meaningless, all right? Please study. Yes, Sean. Okay, folks, make your way to class. You're either going to social studies or you're going to language arts. See you right there. Take care.